Hello, everybody. We begin today the Meseches Zavim, the Masechta, which is found in Taharos, and we'll be discussing a number of very important principles that really are integral to understand the entire Masechta. I will intersperse these concepts throughout the first few Mishnayos, but these ideas will really be reoccurring over and over and over again, and so perhaps in the first few times I will elaborate, but after that, I will just make brief mention of them. Let's jump in right to the first Mishnah. Perek Rishon Mishnah Aleph. Haroa Ria Achas Shal Zov. Beis Shamay Omrim Kishomeres Yom Kineged Yom. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Kebaal Keri. So the Mishnah actually tells us the following. If a person has a issue of a flux, which is a discharge, and this is what is important to know. A zavim refers to a type of discharge, and it comes from, in this case, this we're talking about when a male aver, the male organ, is actually mace. It's actually considered one that is limp. So this is not considered a regular seminal discharge from an erect member. That would be a different scenario. This is referring to talking about a male who has a discharge from a limp member. In such a situation, Beis Shammai actually says that Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. What he needs to do, he needs to really, literally wait a day against a day. What does this mean? He only needs to, and therefore he, anything that he lies on, that he sits on, actually becomes tamei. He's not considered, of course, a complete zav gamur. He needs to, in order to establish that, he needs to have 3 days in a row. However, according to Beis Shammai's understanding, nonetheless, he has this ability to impart tuma. And in fact, if later on it's discovered that he has a more serious type of situation of Zavim, then the Mafreya, retroactively, we will render every various things that he sat on also impure as well, just by virtue of the fact that he had a drop of his of the flux. But Beis Hillel, on the other hand, says no. He has the status of what is called a Baal Keri. What is that referring to? A person who's a Baal Keri, he does not have an ability to impart tuma, impurity, to what he sits on or what he lies on. And therefore, if a person moves a drop of this flux, he actually still remains in the status of tahor. However, it's the second time he has another type of zav, another type of flow, a little bit, for I will count as a zav gamor. And then he will create a scenario where he can make other things impure. But just the one time, Haro Ria Achas Shel Zov, from Beis Hillel's perspective, he will not be able to impart impurity, whereas Beis Shammai disagrees. Mishnah continues, Ra'a Achas, Uvasheni Hivsik, Uvashalishi Ra'a Shtayim, O Achas Merubek Shtayim, Beis Shammai Omrim Zav Gamor. Beis Hillel Omrim, Metame Mishkav, Umoshav, Vitzarech Bias Maim Chaim, Upator Mina Korban. So many different concepts that need to be understood here. Let's discuss them in the context of this Mishnah. So, if this individual had, on one day, he had a Zav, he had a Re'iyah, and on the second day, however, he did not, but on the third day, he had two issues, or on one of them was actually as large as considered two of them. And the definition of a large issue is considered something, an issue that is so much to it that it actually lasted as long as it takes to immerse and to dry oneself. That is considered something which is almost like a double whammy to it. In such a scenario, where, to use the Hebrew language, is referred to as a the shir of yitbo v'yisnagev lachar tefila, that type of time span for a more precise time. The Chazal actually said it's the time that it takes to walk 50 cubits, approximately 50 meters. That is actually considered like shtei rios, two types of emissions. In such a case, then Beis Hillel would actually render him a zav gamor. And in a scenario where it's a person is a zav gamor, a person is obligated to bring a korban. Why? Because the first time that he had an issue, it combines with the two issues that he had on this third day, even though on day two he did not have any. Nonetheless, since he had two on the third day, therefore he has as if having three issues, and a person who has three issues, three zavin, is obligated to bring a korban. However, Beis Hillel says no. In such a scenario, Beis Hillel disagrees, and he in fact says, but he's patur min hakorban. Beis Hillel says that he would be mitame anything that he would stand on and sit on, and he would be considered a zav. And such chairs or benches would actually require tefillah with maim chaim. They'd have to render these, place them in a mikvah of water. However, he's patur from bringing a korban because Beis Hillel holds that that first issue that he had does not combine with the double the longer issue that he had on day three. Why? Because day two, he went 24 hours without having an emission and therefore a pure day separated. And therefore, you only have a scenario of these two issues, and a male who has his zav of these two issues is not obligated to bring a korban, as opposed to Beis Shammai, who says, no, you do connect back to that first one that he had a couple days prior. The Mishnah continues. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, modim Beis Shammai bazeh she'ino zav gamor. Beis Shammai, however, explains Rabbi Elazar that he agrees that he's not really considered a zav gamor. After all, he had a day in between which would cancel to that first day, as we explained in Beis Hillel. Well, if that's the case, so what exactly is Beis Shammai referring to? And that's what the Mishnah asks. The Mishnah says, wait a second, if that's true, I'm on Nichluku. So doesn't that sound like Beis Hillel? What's the difference? No. Al haroa shtayim o achas meruba kishtayim ubasheni hifsik ubashlishi ra'a achas Beis Shammai omrim zav gamor. So there comes along Rabbi Elazar and he wants to offer this clarification. He says, no. What exactly is the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? The machlokas is only in a case where one who actually had two different types of issues, or that a person had one issue that was this double, this extended one, as we said before, that was lasted as long as 50 amos. And after those two, on the second day, he then did not have any issues at all. But on the third day, a person had another re'iyah, another issue. In that case, Beis Shammai says, he'd be considered a zav gamor. What is the rationale behind it? So Beis Shammai seems to say that because since after the first two issues, he's obligated to what's called waiting sheva nikim. He needs to count seven pure and clean days, and therefore and any day in between that's pure, that he doesn't have an emission, would not be counted as an interruption, and therefore he would in fact be considered having three different issues, three different re'iyos, which means that he's considered a zav gamor, who is obligated to bring a korban. On the other hand, Beis Hillel disagrees, and he says, no, In such a scenario, Beis Hillel would say that it is only mitame mishkavu Moshe v'tzarach bias maim chayim v'pater mina korban. How does he understand? How does Rabbi Elazar explain Beis Hillel? He says that in such a scenario, Beis Hillel says that such a person only would render something which would be impure, what he of course would lie on, something that he would sit on, would need maim chayim to be mitame at this running water, because of the two re'yos, these two issues that he had. However, he's pater from a korban. Why? Because according to Beis Hillel, if a person has two re'yos, the third would not be counted because there is a day in between. And therefore, a person who does not have three re'yos is not obligated to bring a korban. Whereas, as we explained earlier, the Shammai says that would be considered, you look at them as if there are three re'yos, and therefore obligating you to bring a korban. Mishnah Beis, Harua Kiri B'yom HaShlishi, Lis Firas Zavo, B'Shamay Omrim, Soser Shnei Yamim, Shel Lefanav. This Mishnah, again, continuing what we were discussing before, and says our Mishnah, if a person has a seminal discharge on the third day of counting, after, again, a person had this flux, meaning a Zav, who, after having two different re'eos, as we explained in the previous Mishnah, needs to count Shevenikim, seven clean days, and on this third day, the person actually didn't have a discharge from a dead male organ. Instead, it was actually a person emitted semen from a live organ. Beis Shammai says it actually would nullify the 2 days that preceded it. The 2 days. And therefore, he would need to count another new 7 clean days. Beis Hillel says, no, it only would count, it would only nullify that day. Lo sasar ella yomo, it would only nullify that day, and a person would be able to continue counting another 5 days to complete the Sheva Nikian, to complete the 7 clean days. Rabbi Shmuel, however, says, Haroa Bashini Soser Es Shelefanav. Rabbi Shmuel comes along and says, if a person had a seminal discharge on this second day, the second day of Shevenikian, so again, the first two came, a person had a re'iyah from a dead membrane, from the male organ, and then had a couple of days where everything was perfectly clean, and then he had a seminal discharge on the second day of the 7 clean days that one needs to wait, then Rabbi Shmuel explains, Beis Hillel would agree that it actually cancels the preceding day that was already counted and would need to count another, reset the clock and begin counting all over again the Sheva Nikian. Rabbi Akiva, however, says, Echad haroa vasheni ve'echad roa bashlishi shebeis shamay omrim shasar shnei yamim shlofanav beis hil omrim lo sasar ela yomo. Rabbi Akiva, however, says, no. Doesn't matter if a person had a re'iyah, if a person had an issue on the second day or even on the third day of the Sheva Nikian, Beis Shammai, as opposed to, of course, Beis Hillel, said it does cancel in both cases, and therefore he needs to count the Sheva Nikian again. As opposed to Beis Hillel says, Lo Sosar El Yomo, again, this is the opinion of Beis Hillel, if a person has a discharge, it only nullifies that day, meaning the one or perhaps a couple of days that already counted from the 7 clean days, trying to get 7 clean days with no emission from a Aver Mace. There, in such a case, it would only nullify the one day and just need to pick up from where he left off. And the Mishnah then concludes by saying, Umodim Baroa Baravi Shlal Sasa Ela Yomo. However, Beis Shammah would agree with Beis Hillel that after counting three clean days of the Sheven Nikim, the three clean days that a person needs because they're a status of a Zav Gamor. And if on this day four of this counting, he were to have a Re'iyah, an omission, it would actually nullify that day. And what type of mission did he have? He actually had a mission of semen. In that scenario, that would only both Beis Shammai and, of course, Beis Hillel would say that it would only nullify the one day, and he continued to count another four complete days. Again, when? Only Beroa Keri. Only if he saw the seminal discharge on one of those 7 days. However, if he were to have Ra Zov Afili Yom Shvi Sasar Es Shalafanav, if he'd have a seminal discharge, that would be okay. But if it was an issue of a flux, if it was an issue of a Zov, of a flow, then even if it was on the 7th day, you'd have to reset the clock because you need to have 7 clean days of no zov, of no flux, of no flow whatsoever from the Aver Mace. So it doesn't matter if it's on day 7, you need to have 7 clean days. So if on that 7th day he has a zov, he has a flux, it would reset the clock because you need to have 7 clean days before you can become purified from being a Zav Gadol. That is the end of the second Mishnah.